How'd your pet injure you? It's 99.7 DJX. I go for a jog with my dog over the weekend. We go about 4.5 miles and get back, and I am going to go pick up some, you know, droppings, dog do in the backyard.
Sure.
And I'm out in the backyard. We just got home. He is juiced, and he starts getting the zoomies, right?
Uh-huh.
And I see him out of the corner of my eye like a flash, and I start to pause, but he runs right into my leg.
Oh, no.
And before I know it, I'm going down.
Oh, no. Are you going down on...
I know. A lot of people ask me that. Yeah. And then thankfully... And I had thought that, too, because I just stepped over a pile. And I'm like, oh, God!
Please don't fall.
And so, no. Didn't do that. But then I pop up. And he is just running around. Like, he's got the zoomies. You know, when you see a dog with zoomies, that's what happens.
He didn't even care. You're down.
No.
He doesn't. He hasn't looked back. Nope.
No.
He's just going on his way.
Yes. Didn't stop. Didn't do anything. Didn't even phase him.
Yep. Nope.
And just continued on his way, and I still have a knot on my shin.
Oh.
A bruise and a knot on my shin to where I go in and I'm
like...
Did
you tell him about it? Did you say, Dougal, listen, did you see what you did to Daddy?
No. And you know what? I was proud of myself. I didn't even yell at him. Like, I just, you know, because dogs are going to dog, right?
Yep, he was dogging.
Yeah, he was dogging. And so dogs are going to dog. And so I go inside and I show my wife. I'm like, by the way, look at my leg. Look at this bruise. And she's like, oh my gosh, what happened? And so I tell her and she goes, wait, did anybody?
Let's go back and look at the footage.
She said, did anybody see that? And she's laughing. She's like, did anybody see that? And I'm like, well, someone walked by maybe 3 minutes later. But no, I don't think they saw it. And then yes, like what you said, we have Ring cameras set up.
Let's go back and look at the footage.
So I was like, you know what?
Oh, there it is.
It might actually be caught in the Ring camera.
Yeah,
and
sure
so
was.
You can see the moment of impact and me just take an ungraceful tumble to the ground.
Bless your heart. And then, but then you said you got bullied into posting the footage.
Yeah, so I had a couple people reach out on stories because originally my wife just shared it on her stories and thought it was funny, and so I reposted on my stories, and several messages were like, this needs to live on the feed. And
it does.
And so I was like, all right, fine. I'll own up to it. It'll be more than just 24 hours of embarrassment and subject me to more ridicule than I already get.
So now you can go back and look at it anytime you want.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Right there. And I think,
and then it'll keep coming up in memories for years to come.
I know. Won't that be great?
Social media does that. Hey, remember the one time this happened?
I think, and this is the part that kind of just makes me chuckle every time I hear it. It's when, the music that goes to it, when you hear the, ha! That's when the dog takes me out.
Yeah. Yep.
Perfectly timed. Just absolutely just takes me out. So, yeah.
It's always, you know, falls like that are always great when they have a soundtrack.
Yeah, and
it just enhances the experience for the viewer.
He just takes me out like a linebacker.
Yep.
An absolute linebacker. So.
Yep. Didn't even hesitate. Didn't even like stumble at all.
No, he just continues on.
Nope. Like a freight train of fun. Just zooming around.
You can see him.
He was motivated by something. He saw something. He's going after it.
Yeah, yeah. Anyways. How did your pet injure you? I'm still nursing a bruised shin with a knot that's the size of a golf ball on my shin because this dog, 60-pound dog, barrels into me running full tilt.
He's still a 15 out of 10 on a good pupper scale.
Yeah, I mean, he was just dogging. That's all he was doing.
Dogs are going to dog.
Dogs are going to dog, right? Dogs
are
going to dog.
You're just in the way. That's your fault, actually.
You're right. That was my bad.
You were just in the yard. He shouldn't have been in the yard.
He's like, this is my spot. I am very happy I'm running.
It's all my territory,
I am running,
Daddy.
I am running.
Can't stop, won't stop.
All right, take some of your stories coming up. All right, how'd your pet injure you? It's 99.7 DJX.
I'm surprised I haven't been injured more with my three pugs that are constantly underfoot. I have narrowly escaped death on stairs many times.
Yeah, because when animals decide they want to be somewhere, they don't necessarily wait for you to do anything. They just
They're going quickly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Jess says, just last week I leaned in for a sweet dog kiss and he sneezed directly into my open mouth.
wait, say that again. Say that again.
So she's leaning in for a dog kiss. He sneezes directly into her open mouth.
Oh my God.
She said, I gagged, slipped, and hit my knee on the coffee table. Still have a bruise.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that is awful. That is awful.
When you're like,
it's bad enough when they sneeze in your face. If your mouth is open, and that's where it goes.
Oh, that's funny. Swifty Kim texts us and says, not me, but my sister-in-law. Her dog tripped her outside. She fell, broke her elbow so badly.
Oh, gosh.
She had to have surgery on it, and it's still not the same 5 years later.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh, just be glad that you, A, just fell on some soft grass, and B, didn't fall in dog dew.
Oh, yeah, me?
Because
right.
You were out there trying to pick up dog doo-doo.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, and he just absolutely took me out like a freight train. Oh, shoot.
Bless your heart.
Jason said, my dog saw a squirrel turned into a missile. The leash wrapped around my ankles. I went airborne, slid 3 feet down the sidewalk, and still have
what?
The scar. Wow.
And the squirrel escaped.
Yeah.
Oh, dang it. Oh, wow.
Dang.
Wasn't worth it. Wasn't hashtag worth it.
No, definitely not.
Tammy said, tried to feed my kids hamster.
Mm-hmm.
It bit my finger hard enough to draw blood.
Oh,
I didn't know something the size of a marshmallow could be that aggressive. Thankfully, no stitches.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Listen to this from Christy. She texted us and said, I was inside the house getting dressed. All of a sudden, I hear our dog losing his mind and horses making noises.
Oh, no.
I look outside. He is chasing people on horseback down the road.
What?
And so I run to get him across the rocks barefoot, break my toe.
Oh my gosh.
It's like dogs are absolutely menaces.
They're feral.
They're like,
they're
listen,
really feral.
This is my path.
Yes.
Get out of here, big horses.
Lose their ever loving minds if they see someone walking by the street. They're in the window. They get up on this chair that's right in my husband's office, and they will just lose their minds, just telling them the business that this is our yard.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Absolutely.
What are you doing? All right, we'll get to some more here coming up because we got plenty of people that are rolling in. How their pet injured you, all right?
I mean, Greg is shirtless, so we're going to have to
talk. All right, Greg is shirtless. Like that. All right, that's coming up on 99.7 DJX. How did your pet injure you? It's 99.7 DJX. My dog took me out like a freight train. In the backyard.
Tish was like, her 11-year-old, Harrison, said the audio and the video of Ben biting it was perfection.
Because when that's you great. Hear the, yeah, that's when he absolutely just takes me out.
Absolutely.
Right here.
It really enhanced it, having a soundtrack like that. They're on their way to the dentist. And happy birthday, Harrison.
There you go. Greg, shirtless on the couch, he said, my cat panicked over absolutely nothing. And used my chest as a launch pad.
Oh, gosh!
I screamed in a pitch I didn't know I had. Still have the scratch scar on my chest.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the claws.
Yeah, those claws are no joke.
No, that'll get you.
No joke.
Oh, wow. Eric said, last month I tripped over my dog sleeping on the stairs at 2 a.m. I fell. He didn't move. I sprained my wrist.
Yeah, Catherine from Crestwood rolls in and says, I got between my hen and our rooster. And Sven the rooster attacked me with his spurs and tore my jeans across, opened my shirt. Across my shins. I still have the scars after a year, and the rooster became part of the circle of life.
Oh, wow. Oh, R.I.P. Sven.
Oh, Sven.
It's like the Sven. Wow. This is mommy. You're not supposed to scratch on mommy.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow. That's rough.
Amy said, I was doing yoga at home. My dog thought it was playtime, tackled me mid-downward dog, pulled a muscle in my back, had to explain that to urgent care.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no. Oh, see, Michelle was also a victim of the zoomies. Last weekend, I got whipped in the face by my dog's tail during zoomies. He hit me square in the eye.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought I lost vision, and I may have cried.
Oh, my gosh. That is painful. I mean, when you've got a big dog and their tail is whack, whack, whacking you in the leg, that hurts in and of itself.
Sure does, let alone the eye. Oh, another sweet baby kitten. Cindy jumped into my lap with perfect grace.
Aww.
Claws fully out.
Oh!
Caught me off guard. I stood up screaming. Yes, there was blood.
I mean, kittens don't know yet. They don't know.
They don't know. They don't even know.
Chaz said my husband and I were walking our two dogs. He had one. I had the other. All of a sudden, the dogs were wrapped a leash around our legs.
Sure.
Oh, my gosh. Yep. Yeah. They went in opposite directions, got so tight around our legs, we both fell. I panicked. I was yelling. I don't know what to do. And then we went down.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no, Chaz, I live that because I have dared take all three of my dogs to the vet by myself. Mm-hmm. Trying to not have them cross the streams was impossible. Like, they literally got all completely tangled around my legs. Yeah. And it was the most embarrassing thing to sit there and watch me struggle with trying to untangle all of them. And keep them from going nuts over barking at other dogs.
All right, a couple more. How your pet injured yourself. Danielle. Yeah, Danielle, I had a parrot growing up. One time, parrot landed on my shoulder, bit my ear because I changed my earrings. It drew blood.
Oh, my gosh. fashion choices have consequences.
Yes, they do.
The parrot has a taste.
Yes,
and that
they do.
Didn't like those.
Nope.
Change that. Oh, Rachel, my puppy, jumped onto the bed at full speed. Headbutted me in the nose.
Yes.
Instant tears.
Yes.
Thought it was broken.
Yes.
And then he just fell asleep immediately like nothing happened.
He's like, I'm just tired, Mom. I'm just tired.
Wow. Yeah, no, that hurts. Oh, I did. We were kind of like having a family wrestle session. Like, our kids have always wrestled with my husband, like, since they were born.
Right.
And the dogs decide to get in on it now.
Sure.
Like, whenever they start to, they'll just see looks on their faces and they get all ready to go. And, well, they took Mom down, and then the dogs jumped on my face. Yes, my nose. I thought and I got a nosebleed from it.
So. I was going to say, that hurts.
Yep.
That is
sure
no
does.
Joke. All right. Hey, thank you. We love our pets, but sometimes they hurt us.
Sometimes they're jerks.
All right. Good stories.